This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Saturday vowed harsh punishment for the organizers of an armed rebellion spearheaded by the Wagner mercenary group's chief, who led his troops out of Ukraine and advanced toward Moscow. Putin denounced the uprising as a stab in the back in an address to the nation. It was the biggest threat to his leadership in over two decades in power. As the Wagner group's forces rolled toward the capital, military trucks and armored vehicles were seen in several parts of Moscow. On its southern edge, troops erected checkpoints, arranged sandbags, and put up machine guns. The U.S. Justice Department announced it has filed criminal charges against four Chinese chemical manufacturing companies and eight people over allegations they illegally trafficked precursor chemicals used to make fentanyl. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The indictments filed in two federal districts in New York mark the first time the U.S. has aimed to prosecute any Chinese companies responsible for making the precursor chemicals used to make the lethal painkiller. Speaking at a news conference in Washington, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the arrests included the executive and an employee of a chemical company who thought they were dealing with drug traffickers.
Just one of these China-based chemical companies shipped more than 200 kilograms of fentanyl-related precursor chemicals to the U.S. for the purpose of making 50 kilograms of fentanyl, a quantity that could contain enough deadly doses of fentanyl to kill 25 million Americans.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The United Nations called Saturday for immediate action to stop wanton killings of people fleeing the capital of West Darfur State by Arab militias aided by Sudanese paramilitary forces. This is VOA News. Ukraine is signaling that the main push in its counteroffensive against Russian forces was still to come, with some troops not yet deployed and the operation so far intended to set up the battlefield. And one of its top generals reported tangible successes and advances in the south, one of two main theaters of operations along with eastern Ukraine. And now this report from VOA's Heather Murdoch, who has been on the front lines as the Ukrainian counteroffensive continues.
We spoke to a few soldiers that were combat soldiers working on the front line and had been for a while. They said this battle was generally much harder than other battles they had fought. The combat is closer. They're using weapons like grenades and guns, where previously they were mostly using artillery. They say it's quite difficult because the Russians have been there for a long time, more than a year, and their fortifications are really strong. For example, they say their trenches are very deep. They can entirely cover the men, so they are hard to find and hard to beat.
The suspense of the tragedy of the Titanic submersible with five people aboard has now shifted to the science of its catastrophic ending. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Maritime researchers generally agree that what happened to the OceanGate Titan was a catastrophic implosion, the worst possible outcome.
You're literally crushing the hull.
Aaron Bansill is a physics professor at Northeastern University. Bansill says water pressure at the 12,000-foot depth is extreme.
Humongous. It is about 5,500 pounds per square inch.
That force, he says, applied to every square inch of the 22-foot unusually shaped cylindrical vessel.
That is comparable to the force of, say, a whale biting on somebody.
As for the five aboard,
the passengers probably would have no idea what had happened.
Death, he says, came within milliseconds. I'm Norman Hall.
And in other news headlines, Republicans and Democrats in Washington offer competing visions for reproductive rights as the anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court decision ending nationwide abortion access throws a spotlight on a polarizing issue sure to dominate the 2024 election. Scotland's governing Scottish National Party kicks off a weekend-long conference hoping to reignite its faltering quest for independence as public support wanes after its former leader was arrested. And the OAS has called on Nicaragua to cease all human rights violations and to release its prisoners, political prisoners, in a resolution adopted during its annual meeting in Washington. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.